Phil Henry.
It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast. We're online at philhenryshow.com, where truth is our bitch. And, of course, we are here each and every night with you. Now, this is Saturday morning in many parts of the country, probably most. It's still Friday night here at the El Pacifico, which is where we broadcast from. We're also online at Facebook, as well as, of course, our website. We want you to get a backstage pass and enjoy our live streaming video of the show every night, as well as our archived audio, as well as our podcast the next day of the show, as well as our daily classic podcast. We got more things happening at philhenryshow.com than you can shake your thing at. And I can also tell you with great satisfaction that we are available on all your mobile devices. If you want to watch our streaming video of the show, our video casts, our audio, it's available on your iPhone, on your Droid, as well as your tablet, your iPad, and so on and so forth like that. Do join us with a backstage pass. Now, you can also be a sort of a member of our extended family over on Facebook at facebook.com/PhilHenryFans, PHANS. And join us at Twitter, too. It's Real Phil Henry, twitter.com/Real, R-E-A-L, Phil Henry, at Twitter. And that way you get all the news, and we sort of kind of, we make sure that we catch everybody with the things.
With the herpes virus.
That's not funny at all.
It's not really funny, but make sure we catch everybody with the herpes virus. That's great. All right, so, not to get off topic, because I did want to read about the Zumba prostitute, Alexis Wright. However, we were looking at super dramatic video from I don't know what it was from.
Well, it was CNN that had broadcast it, but it did say demo video, not for broadcast. And there was Anderson Cooper, for all the world, bold as hell. I mean, just as brazen as can be. Showing video, clearly marked demo video.
Where does he get off doing that?
Who cares whether it's demo video?
Well, what do you mean, who cares? They marked it demo video.
Well, they marked it demo. First of all, that video was shot by that young man, Brandon Sullivan, who brought it onto the Anderson Cooper show, and we were showing it, folks. And I got to tell you, I think these guys are storm chasers, but they're traveling down a highway in Oklahoma, and there is debris being blown onto the road by the ton, it looks like. Why anybody would be out driving, I have no clue. Maybe you want to get away from this storm. Maybe you're looking to go as far away from it as you can, but it looked really hairy. And at one point, the windshield gets smashed by something big enough to smash a good quarter of the windshield. An enormous tumbleweed begins to roll into the pathway of the truck, and it gets hung up in God knows what, the grill and under the windshield wipers and so forth. And as they're traveling along, this guy, Brandon Sullivan, who had been in the car, was describing to Mr. Cooper what it was that they were dealing with. Five people have died, including a mother and her child. I mean, I'm not, this is nothing that I want to belabor, but we're giving you the word on what's been going on in Oklahoma. It's getting hit again with these tornadoes. It is just a devastating season of severe, deadly weather there in Oklahoma, small parts of adjoining states, maybe a little bit of Texas, but it's brutal. It's just absolutely brutal. So the video, when you say that, why was he showing the video?
Yes, I mean, because he's Anderson Cooper and he's the son of Gloria Allred or whatever.
Not Gloria Allred.
Gloria Vanderbilt.
He feels that he can brazenly show video that says demo only.
If he's being given permission by the guy that made the video,
then why does it say demo?
Oh, who cares, Margaret, okay?
Yeah, nobody cares. God's given a thing.
All right, well then, from now on, Phil, I don't want to hear you cry about your copyright-protected audio. Oh, I forgot about that.
It's a completely different thing. If that guy gave his permission to use his video on CNN, then he did. If a guy gives his permission, then he does. If he doesn't, then he doesn't.
What?
Yeah, what's that mean?
Never mind. You guys can't figure that one out. I don't know what to tell you. All right, so in Alfred, Maine, a 30-year-old woman convicted of running a prostitution business out of her Zumba fitness studio in Kennebunk, Maine, was sentenced to 10 months in prison on Friday. Alexis Wright entered court today alongside her husband and said she was nervous as she arrived. She's going inside for 10 months. A Zumba fitness studio, huh?
That's right.
What is that?
Read on.
Facing a judge moments before her sentence was read, Wright accepted responsibility for the situation. I'm a person who knows the difference between right and wrong, a tearful Wright told the judge, and for those reasons, I chose to take the time in jail to take responsibility for my actions. The case made national headlines. Wright's detailed records, which included the names of her client list, added to the frenzy. She reached a deal in March, pled guilty to 20 counts of prostitution, tax evasion, and welfare fraud. Wright told the judge on Friday she'd been manipulated into starting the illicit enterprise by businessman Mark Strong, whom she met while working as an exotic dancer.
Now, that's not the actor. I want everyone to know Mark Strong, the very wonderful actor in Tinker, Tailor, Tooler, in Tinky Too.
Tinker, Tailor, you always do this. Tinker, Tailor.
What do I always... It's Tinker, Toot.
It's Tinker, Toot.
I'll do it. Tinker, Tailor, Soldier, Spy.
Yes. We're not talking about the very wonderful, and he was in Zero Dark Thirty.
Okay, yeah, that Mark Strong is a great actor. He's got nothing to do with this prostitution ring.
You're sure?
Yes, I'm sure. You're sure? This guy is some businessman. Anyway, no person should ever be forced into something like this, Wright told the court. So I see you're really taking responsibility there, Ms. Wright, while you say you were forced into something by a... Yeah.
Well, wait a second. What are you getting at?
Well, she's saying she's accepting responsibility, and she's this and that, and but however she was forced into it?
Well, Phil, she's a woman looking to make some kind of a living. She's looking to feed her children. Women don't have it easy. And she's trying to scrape together the means by which she can put a few cans of peaches, maybe canned vegetables, maybe a piece of bread, on a table for her children. So she pulls her pants off and wiggles her rear end in some guy's face, and you all of a sudden want to crucify her.
Well, you're the one that's saying that she shouldn't be held responsible at all, and she just said that she should be. And then she turns around and says that this guy, Mark Strong...
Would you get enough oxygen in your lungs before you say something?
Yeah, Mr. Henry.
What?
You're going like, and then you're the one that... You're running out of air.
Well, I'm so sorry. I know that's very, very important. I know anything that will distract me away from making my point, you want to do that because you could lose this argument.
Excuse me. Lose the argument, homeboy. Woo! Well, you got a pair on you.
Yeah, tell him, Ms. Gray. You got a pair on you, Mr. Henry.
Is that right? I got a pair on... This guy, Mark Strong, was an illicit... he was a businessman that started this illicit enterprise. She says she was manipulated into it. And yet, in the paragraph before, she said, I'm a person who knows the difference between right and wrong, and for those reasons, I choose to take the time in jail to take responsibility for my actions. Now, which is she doing? Is she taking responsibility, or was she manipulated into it?
I don't think that's a fair question.
Yeah, Ms. Gray, I think Mr. Henry's right. You are not answering the question. Man.
I just think the two of you have got a pair on you.
There's two of us.
Yeah?
I think that means four.
Like I can't count? I still say the two of you have a pair on you.
Oh, man. She's dead. Put you down.
Why don't you shut up? Oh, so it's like that, huh?
Yeah.
Wright told the judge on Friday she'd been manipulated into starting the illicit enterprise by businessman Mark Strong. I got manipulated.
What a misogynist you are, Mr. Henry.
Oh, how does that make me a misogynist when I asked this lady to take the responsibility that she already asked the judge that she was taking?
What?
What does that mean?
How am I a misogynist?
What are you trying to say, Phil? You're butchering it alive even as you speak.
Misogynist? How am I a misogynist? If I say to this woman, take the responsibility that you said you were going to take, why now are you saying to this judge, oh, you're manipulated, and the guy did this, and the guy did that, and no one should ever be forced? She's saying that she was forced.
Phil, as a woman who has had the back of her head held by a man, and not lovingly, as if I'm vomiting into a toilet, but I've had my hair grabbed into a bunch at the back of my head by a man, and I'm not going to say anything other than this. What I said after that was very difficult to make out.
Oh, I get it.
Yeah, okay.
Was very difficult to make out.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh.
Well?
You are really sick.
Well, you're the one that's sitting there going, I didn't...
I figured it out, Ms. Gray. You didn't have to be graphic with me.
I know that, bud. Thank you.
Yeah. What I said after that... Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Oh, look at him laughing now.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. All right, we're going to be back here on the Phil Henry Show. I think we've said enough about that garbage. Good God. Dina Lohan and Michael Lohan. You know these people are, right? They are the Lindsay Lohan's parents, and they have... they've come out and they're playing a blame game on a talk show that bit the dust. I can't wait to read this. A talk show. Michael and Dina Lohan sharing a few laughs together. The divorced parents of Lindsay Lohan blame each other for their daughter's self-destructive behavior on a TV talk show. We'll talk about that when we come back. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Truth is our bitch. The Phil Henry Show.
Michael and Dina Lohan play blame game on talk show. Who's really at fault for Lindsay Lohan's failure to launch? Just one day after the celebrated hamburger summit at which Michael and Dina Lohan shared a few laughs together, the divorced parents of Lindsay Lohan blamed each other for their daughter's self-destructive behavior on a TV talk show. So they had a hamburger summit at which they shared a few laughs. What do you think the story is with these two people?
I think that they have become intoxicated by the attention. I think that they have fooled themselves into thinking that as long as they have this public forum, they're doing what they need to do for their daughter and that they must have a public forum to help their daughter. But I believe that it is, if it is not self-delusion, which it could very well be, it is certainly an attempted manipulation of public opinion about them, because I think the two of them have done more to embarrass their daughter. They've done more to shame their daughter. They've done more to... I think this Dina, she's the one that... Michael, I can forgive. He's a man, and I think we expect certain things.
See, I'm completely the opposite. Dina, I would understand, because she's the mother, and I think she understands her daughter. Michael, I don't know what his problem is. It borders on creepy.
Well, we so want to see incest. We so want to see inappropriate behavior, Phil, where it doesn't exist. I think Michael, I'm sorry, Phil, but I had...
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, but I was drinking one of your double shots.
Those are my double shots, bud.
Yeah, I might want to have one.
I needed the caffeine, thank you very much.
They're my double shots.
Oh, what are you going to cry? Listen to that.
Well, $280 calories, Mr. Henry.
I know it's 280 calories. I already explained to the audience. Well, actually explained to my audience off during the Phil TV audience. It's 270 calories per can of these espresso double shots from Starbucks. And so that's 280 calories. So I've already factored that in. And then tomorrow I'm going to hit the beach and I'm going to run and I'm going to try to burn off some of this stuff. But I, in the meantime, wanted to enjoy them. And you had one of them? Yes, I am going to cry.
Well, all right. Here, what do you want me to do? Urinate it back into the can?
Oh, yeah!
Well...
No, thank you.
I think that Dina Lohan... I don't think she could embarrass her daughter more if Dina Lohan had squatted in some ivy off the side of a lightly traveled boulevard in Beverly Hills and then wiped with a banana leaf. Here.
Boy, and you're dead serious about that.
Yes, I am.
You got a wipe with a banana leaf for.
Did you hear what I just said?
Take it easy. Hold on. So you think that she's absolutely a disgrace as a mother?
I think they're both a disgrace, but I think that she particularly, with her big wide smile, look at the picture of her. I could walk up to her and slap that smile right off. I'm a mother. And Dina, if you're listening, and I know that you may be, because we had a salad. Dina.
You actually broke bread with her?
Yes. Why is that shocking?
It's not shocking. I just thought maybe you could get... an interview.
No, I'm not going to bother my friends, Phil, for your little radio show. I'm sorry, but I'm just... Dina, if you're listening... Yes, we had a salad over at Ivy.
Okay.
Dina, if you're listening, darling, you really wipe the smile off your face because it makes me want to walk up to you and knock every one of those gorgeous teeth out of your head. You really disgust me. You sicken me to my very core, to the point where I want to vomit... And yet I love you, and you know that I do. You know I've got your back. But you make me want to push you off of a cliff, I guess, is the best way to put it.
How can you say you love her?
Hold on, Phil. I'm not done yet. Dina, I love you, I respect you, and I've got your back. But God, how I'd like to knock you unconscious behind the wheel of your sports car and drive
it off a cliff.
Did I say that?
Well, all right, what do you want to do with it?
Drive it into a wall.
Yeah, it's better.
I'll smack you.
Hold on for a minute. So do you like her or don't you?
I hate her. She's my sister. We've come up through some tough times together. I hate her living guts.
So that's Dina Lohan, folks, that Margaret's talking about. Now, let me just get into the story here. TMZ reported that sources who witnessed the taping of a new conflict resolution show called The Test, said both Michael and Dina attacked each other on air for lying about the past and messing up their mutual daughter. Michael has been in California this week to visit Lindsay and attend family counseling at the Betty Ford Center, where his troubled daughter is undergoing court-ordered rehab for drug and alcohol addiction. Oh, I understand this. The two of these idiots were on this talk show.
Don't call them idiots, Phil. They're friends of mine.
You just said you wanted to knock her unconscious behind the wheel of her sports car.
I didn't go behind. I said knock her unconscious behind the wheel of her sports car and lovingly, yes, lovingly, put a brick on the accelerator. Well, you won't understand.
No, you're right. I'm having a hard time understanding that.
Well, don't make a big deal out of it, Phil.
Well, what do you mean about put a brick on an accelerator?
In other words, something that weighs about what your head weighs, bud. Something solid and something cement-like.
Oh.
Okay, you've insulted Bud.
No. I'm just saying, take a brick, push it onto the accelerator, have her unconscious behind the wheel of the car, and drive it as fast as you can into a brick wall, making sure the fuel is leaking.
But you love her like a sister.
Yes. She needs a wake-up call.
Sound like she needs a wake-up call, and then as soon as she wake up, she burn alive.
Yeah.
She burn alive. What is that?
What you just said was she needs a wake-up call, she wakes up, and then her car's on fire, and she dies.
Well, if that's what it is, it is what it is, Phil. You know, Phil, it is what it is.
You know, I hate that saying, it is what it is.
Why?
Because it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean a thing. It is what it is. Oh, okay. It is what it is.
It does mean it. It means accept the situation. This is what it is. It's not going to change. It's not going to get better.
Yeah, I understand what it means, Mr. Andrew. It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is means, you know.
Means what?
That it is. Well, see, now he's doing this.
It is what it is very confusing. All right. Michael has been in California this week to visit Lindsay and blah, 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 blah. After their last kerfuffle, the New Yorker thinks Dina may try to keep him away from the therapy sessions. When he saw Lindsay last weekend, the controversial dad was singing a happier tune. She's doing phenomenal, he told TMZ. I thought he wasn't going to talk to the media anymore. That's what I heard him say. Let's forget about Dina for a minute. I heard him say that he was done talking to the media, that he wasn't going to talk to anybody anymore, because all he did was twist his words and make him sound like a jackass on wheels, and he wanted to just concentrate on his daughter and make sure she gets better and keep his big fat mouth shut. Now, when he said that, I was thinking, now this sounds like a guy that's really turned over a new leaf.
Well, you don't expect the man to be quiet in the face of the provocations, do you? These are unbearable provocations.
What?
The fact, look at Dina. She's the photograph and she's all hoo-hoo. She looks like a...
How is that? She looks like a slut is what you were going to say.
No.
She looks like a... What was that?
She looks like a sleen.
A sleen?
Yes.
What's that?
It's a family, a very, very well-educated family from California, and they're very moral and high-principled people.
I'll look them up.
You don't have to look them up.
She looks like a sleen.
You know, Phil, if you don't get it...
In any event, so you're telling me that because she looks like a very principled and high-moral woman...
Oh, he got you on that one.
No, she looks like one of the sleen family. Yes, they're principled, but she also looks like she's undoing her blouse.
So she looks like a black sheep of the Sleen family.
Yes, exactly.
And that's the provocation that Michael can't deal with.
Michael is being provoked by that woman because he's in therapy with his daughter, and there's Dina looking like she wants to strip.
For all of the reporters.
Yes, for some douchebag from TMZ. My God, I'd have... I wouldn't take my clothes off for...
Who would you take your clothes off for?
It wouldn't be for TMZ.
Like Fox?
It's none of your business who I'd strip for.
All right, we'll be back. Well, I think we should be warned. Ha, 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 ha.
Quite a...
Hold on. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Looks like a member of the Sleen family.
Phil Hendry. World famous Phil Hendry Show.
Could you put it back, please, Bud?
Okay, Bud Dickman, yeah, all right. So Bud Dickman has put a slide on the Phil TV screen that shows Dina Lohan, and what's your point?
You and Dan Northcraft, and I want the audience to know this, that during the last break...
Hold on, don't put Dan in the middle of this, okay? You, if you want to say that I was the guy that started it, that's fine.
Well, I heard you and Dan Northcraft during the... And I want the audience to know, they were looking at pictures of Dina Lohan and talking about ball-gagging her.
I never used the word ball-gag, I said gag.
Oh, you're more proud... And they said... They'd like to tie her up and do things. Frankly, I got a little excited, and it disgusts me that I did.
That's on you, not me.
The things you said you wanted to do to Dina Lohan, do you want to say it on the air?
No, because I didn't say anything.
Well, you did say tie her up and gag her.
Yeah, to shut her up. And I was kidding.
No, there was other things you wanted to do that had to do with... Gagging her with underwear?
I never said anything like that.
Bull crap.
All right, is David home?
Yeah, get Mr. Hall's call.
Turn that freaking music down, okay? I'm in a bad mood enough. Hey, David, what's up?
I want to thank you. I wanted to call up and thank you. I mean, I did not know that you were going to be running the Lohan story, and Tabitha is very excited about that.
Okay, so her name is Tabitha now.
It was Tabitha. What do you mean? The name's been Tabitha.
The name was Tabitha tonight, Phil.
All right, when was it Daphne?
Let's not get on that. Now, Tabitha wanted me to call and thank you for what happened to the picture, because we've got Phil TV on the iPhone here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bud.
Where's the picture? Ah, there it is. And she wanted to say thank you very much for doing the Dina Lohan story and the Lindsay Lohan, because that's what she wanted to hear about. She didn't want to hear you going on and on and on about some of this other garbage, that's all.
Yeah, and since when is she calling the shots?
She's not... What, honey? She says she's not calling the shots, Phil. She just wanted you to run the Dina Lohan story. She said, why don't you get over yourself? And
why doesn't she get over herself? Why am I having to talk to your girlfriend, okay?
Do you understand that this is a woman that I love? Do you... Hold on, what they... Yeah, she says that she says she's the woman that I love. Do you understand that?
Wait a minute. She said that or you said that?
I was going to say it, and she also said that's how we are. We're simpatico. We have things that we say, you know, that we think. We think the same things. What, baby? Yeah, she says, do you understand that I'm the woman? She said, do you understand, meaning you, that I, not me, but her, am the woman that he, meaning me, loves?
What?
All right. That don't make no sense.
Who's asking you, Dickman? I said, Phil, and I'll say it again because I'm a patient man.
No, I understand. She's the woman that you love. I understand that. I'm very happy to accommodate and do the Dina Lohan story. I don't like the idea.
I just told her, you don't have to go any further. You said the thing that I wanted you to say. You don't have to start to qualify it with what you don't like, because all that's going to do is piss her off. Here, what, babe? She's asking why you're trying to piss her off.
Hey, let me ask you a question, okay?
Well, can you answer the question first?
No, I want to ask you a question. What is it with you relaying messages from her to me? Is this phone call about you telling me some things about the show, or is she suddenly directing the Phil Hendry Show?
She's not directing anything. I can assure you, Phil, that I am still your partner in this enterprise. I'm simply saying that the woman that I love, Tabitha, she's the woman I love. You love a woman, don't you?
I, right now?
Yeah.
No, I don't really have,
Well, which is it? Do you love a woman or don't you?
There's a bunch of them. How about that?
Wow, do you get around. Woo! Get a load of that, honey, huh?
Hey, where are you anyway?
The newsroom over here at the Orange County Courier.
What are you doing over there?
We brought Doug Dinger something to eat. He wanted some clam chowder from Neptune's Den. What, baby? Yeah, she said we brought him clam chowder.
You know what? You don't have to tell me what she's saying, because she's saying the same thing that you said, okay? You're in the newsroom there.
Yeah.
Where's Doug?
He's working on a story.
Can I talk to him?
No, he's working on a story. Doug, you want to talk to Henry?
Yeah.
I can't talk to you. So we brought him. He called me up, and he wanted some clam chowder, so we came down with it.
Saturday or Friday night, huh?
No, it's a Friday night, not Saturday night. But all I was trying to tell you is that we're very... All I was doing was calling up to tell you something good, and you're ripping into me. You're ripping into me like I'm some punk. You're ripping into me like I'm a fresh fish in the tank. Yeah, Tabitha said, you're ripping into me like I'm fresh meat. You know, and she feels that that undervalues me, and I don't look as tough as I did before I talked to you.
Okay, well, let me just say to Tabitha, I know you're listening, dear, that David is a real butch macho guy, and I just think he's fantastic.
How about that, baby? She knows you're bullcrapping. So,
all right, well, thank you very much.
Thank you again for the Dina Lohan story. At least that few paltry seconds of the Dina Lohan story extends my opportunities with Tabitha past midnight. Thanks for nothing.
Why'd he say that?
Well, I think he knew you're being sarcastic, Phil.
No, I don't. How am I supposed to deal with a jackass like that if he's every 5 seconds he's talking to this girlfriend of his? Okay.
Well, yeah, but it's the woman he loves.
So I heard. And it's her talking about this, that, something else. She's, you know, repeating everything that he says. It's weird, man. It's weird, and it's getting weirder all the time. All right, so that is the Lindsay Lohan story. Danger, we ought to be able to get his. Is he working on that story?
Well, what is he doing, bud?
Yeah, get Doug Danger. Yeah, Phil Henry Show. What? Phil Henry Show. On account of the thing.
Hey, Doug, yeah, Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier. Hey, what's with that? You're not taking phone calls? What was going on?
I'm working on a story, Phil. I am working on the Lohan story. I'm working on that talk show called The Test. And David and Daphne were, I should say Tabitha. You see, I'm just like you. The names are a little confusing. As long as she remembers, I'm a gay man, gay journalist. The reason why I said that is because I met her tonight, and I said, your name is Tabitha. I said, you know, I had a very strong suspicion that you were sort of a Gen X, and she's a little bit younger than David. And she said, yes, I am. And I said, where are you from? And she comes from Las Cruces, New Mexico. And I said, I've got family there, okay? Now, here's the thing that was, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And I said to her, do you know the Kaufman family? And she said, you mean Kaufman? I said, well, Kaufman. And she said, well, you're using the old Jewish-German pronunciation. I said, yes, I am. Do you know them? She said, no, I don't. I've never heard of them. She said, I don't think they live in Las Cruces. Now, here's the thing that I thought was interesting. And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Okay, Phil? Okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
Okay. That's not difficult for you to admit to, is it?
No, it's not, Doug. You know full well.
All right, I'm saying. So here's the interesting thing. I'm talking to this Tabitha. David is over getting himself a cup of that fruit juice that we got. You know that new vending machine we got? We got that fruit punch. Have you seen it, Phil?
No, I've not been down to the newsroom.
We got a new vending machine. They got fruit punch, fruit juice, some kind of a fruit drink, and I told Bill Effney, I said, you know, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I said, what's that about? He said, what's what about? I said, you got three different kinds of fruit juice and fruit punch, and there's a whole lot of fruit going on, and I said, I'm praying to God, I'm praying to your God, and I'm praying to my God that you are not making some comment on the fact you got a gay man and a gay journalist in the newsroom here, that you got all this fruit juice. He said, well, you're not the only gay we've got here. I said, I know that, but I'm the only one that admits to it, okay? Now, what was interesting about it...
Well, hold on for a minute, Doug.
Yeah?
Where is this going?
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Going on forever.
You going to let me finish?
Not if this thing's going to go on forever.
What's the problem?
The problem is it started out with Las Cruces, New Mexico, and the Kaufman family, and now we got fruit juice and fruit punch. Where's it going?
I'm going to tell you, I was going to talk about the Dina Lohan story and how Tabitha got me to get back on that story. We weren't even going to file that story. But when David and Tabitha got here and they had the clam chowder from Neptune's Net, just the way I like it, you know, that good, thick, rich clam chowder. I'm not talking about that lousy New York clam chowder they had with that the tomato base. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, sure. I don't know.
Well, do you know clam chowder?
I know New York and New England, sure.
Okay, I mean, you're sounding kind of impatient.
Well, what?
Anyway, so I said to them, get me that good clam chowder, and Hall says, okay. So meanwhile, I'm having an argument here with Bill Effort. And I said, what's the story with the fruit juice? Now, by this point, I got really angry, and I grabbed him by the shirt. Now, I know that I shouldn't be doing that, and you've told me, a lot of people, but I grabbed him by the shirt, and I pinned him against the machine, and I said, now, I've got your head right between the words fruit and fruit, fruit juice, fruit punch, and your head's right in the middle. I said, now, there will be room for another word, fruit, if I take your head out of there. And I said, and the only way I'm taking your head out of there is not just moving you away from the machine, but I'm going to punch it so hard that your head goes through the machine, and now we got room for the word fruit as long as they repair the machine. See?
That's the longest way of saying you got to kick a guy's ass I ever heard.
Bingo. Exactly.
What?
Whatever it was you're talking about, you're going to beat some guy's ass because he's putting too much fruit juice into a vending machine.
Yeah. So, Dina Lohan, the reason why this comes around to Dina Lohan and her husband, former husband, Michael Lohan, who are the parents of Lindsay Lohan, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm reporting on this, and I'm writing a story as these people come in with a clam chowder. And I said, you know, I'm talking about Dina Lohan. There's fruit juice in this machine that's driving me ape. I almost killed a man because of that. I said, Michael Lohan makes me want to commit homicide, and now you bring me clam chowder, which I think is kind of a slam on being gay. And they said, no, we really just want to bring you clam chowder. I said, well, you saved a lot of lives tonight, because it just so happens I love clam chowder. Otherwise, I would have thought it was an anti-gay statement. See?
You know,
Come on, Phil, don't make a big drama out of it. Do you see?
No, I don't see. No, I don't see.
What don't you see?
I don't understand your story at all. I don't understand your story at all.
Doug, can I take a crack at it? Because Phil's been a little thick tonight.
Yeah, go right ahead.
Phil,
wait a minute. What do you mean, been a little thick tonight?
Phil, the clam chowder could be read as something salacious, something pornographic.
The clam chowder.
Yes, the clam chowder, yes. And so, Doug was ready to beat ass, I think is the way you'd put it, Doug.
Yeah.
He was ready to kick ass on the guy at the fruit punch machine. And he'd already made up his mind to kick Michael Lohan's ass next time he saw him. It was not until David and Tabitha explained the clam chowder.
See what I'm saying?
No, I don't, but I'll accept what you're saying.
Oh, man, Phil, I mean, come on, it's as plain as the nose on your face. And I'm looking at your nose right now because I got Phil TV and HD. I'm a subscriber to your website,
Website. Website.
All right, I'm a subscriber to your website, and I'm looking at your nose. It ain't that big of a nose, but I can see it. And we tried to explain something to you tonight, and you wanted to take it all the way down some homophobic thing.
I don't know what's homophobic about me not understanding the whole thing about clam chowder, fruit punch, and a whole other thing, okay?
Gotta take a break.
What?
We gotta take a break.
Gotta break.
You might as well break, Phil.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much, Doug.
Well, okay, Phil, thank you.
Doug Danger, Orange County Courier.
Don't get angry at me. I'm not the one that brought the clam chowder.
No, but you know something? All of you people just are... We'll be right back. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Good to have you with us here tonight. It is Saturday morning, and I think everywhere but the El Pacifico, about 15 minutes away from an El Pacifico Saturday morning. And
truth,
86 degrees tomorrow
bitch,
here in the El Pacifico.
The Phil Henry Show.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
Listening to the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Well, here's a story, and let's get that picture of Dina Lohan off of there. We've had, for our Phil TV and HD viewers, varying pictures of Dina Lohan. You can get off of there, bud.
Yeah, look at this one. She looks like she's tarted.
Yeah, man, what's happened to her?
She looks like she's taken a taser right up her...
Okay, fine.
I mean, I don't know, but it looks like someone tased her on her...
Vaginal?
Would you shut...
Watch out now. Don't be throwing a punch at him. You're the one that said it.
I'll say it. I don't want him saying it. She looks like someone tased her. Thing.
Her thing. How adult.
Oh, give it a rest, Phil, will you?
Anyway, welcome back to the program, folks. World-famous Phil Henry Show. Graduation melee. A whole new definition for kindergarten cops. There was a brawl at a kindergarten graduation... The words kindergarten graduation usually evoke images of tearful parents taking pictures of cute kids in pint-sized graduation caps and gowns. I don't know that that... I remember graduating from kindergarten.
What?
Yeah, they had a little... We did the hukilau.
What's that?
A Hawaiian dance.
Wait a minute, man. You graduated from kindergarten?
Yeah. Don't I look like I got out of kindergarten?
Yeah, I know, but I didn't know they had graduation.
I don't think Jason J. Delmonico had graduation.
Well, we did. At Camina Grove School in Arcadia, California, we had graduation from kindergarten. And I remember because my folks were there. I don't know why I have this memory. I think it's because we practiced this hukilau dance.
What is that?
It's a Hawaiian dance. And there's a song that goes with it. And we were little five-year-old kids, and we're doing this hukilau.
I think that is absolutely disgraceful.
Why?
I'll tell you why. It is enough that we have our children falling away from traditional religion, and now you are telling me that you had a kindergarten experience where you're exposed to some witch doctor, in other words, a native witch doctor.
A native witch doctor?
Well, yeah, just didn't know what it is.
Why were you dancing some primitive dance?
Margaret, it was a culture. It was a folk dance, okay? It was a dance that the... I don't even know if it's an authentic folk dance. The song's called the hukilau. Have you ever heard of it?
It sounds like some witch... It sounds like some painted tribal frenzy of some kind. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not judging. I'm just saying. Why aren't we having our children doing Christian dances or something that is a traditional Christian step? A Christian, you know that there are Christian mambo steps, and there is a Christian rumba?
I didn't know that, no.
I don't know if there, why couldn't you be doing a traditional Christian merengue?
I don't know why we weren't doing a Christian merengue. They had us doing a Hawaiian thing, and like I said, I don't know that it's actually a real dance.
Well, what does that mean?
It could have been something that had been created by some pop songwriter. The hukilau. What the hell is that?
I don't know, but it's in a language that is foreign. It sounds like a guttural, onomist, tribal chant. Oh, God.
Oh, knock it off, will you? Are you telling me a little kid? What about the little kids that do? We're always seeing kids doing these dances in foreign language. I'm not even going to entertain this asinine conversation.
Fine, you don't have to, Phil, but there you are as a little boy. Do-do-do-do-do. Do you know the last thing that James Cook saw?
I'm sorry?
The last thing that James Cook saw. James Cook.
Yeah, he was the guy that discovered the Sandwich Island.
Yeah, very good, bud. James Cook discovered the Hawaiian Islands. What was the last thing he saw?
The last, I don't know.
A Hawaiian with a tomahawk crashing down between his eyes and breaking his skull in half. And there you are. Oh, we're going to the hukilau. You see what I mean? I'm sorry to yell, Phil. James Cook, the last thing he saw was a filthy, marauding Hawaiian.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, Miss Greta, it doesn't sound like you.
You are usually pretty liberal about these things.
I don't like you bringing up Hawaii.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, I thought so.
Here we go. It has to do with an ex-boyfriend.
Not an ex-boyfriend. Is that what you said?
An ex-boyfriend, right?
That's none of your business.
Well, it may not be any of my business, but there you are with, and James Cook, the last thing he saw was a tribal animal smashing his tomahawk, and this is all because you got a hang-up about some guy you met in Hawaii.
He was the love of my life.
What was his name?
His name was, well, all of them are called Junior. You know that. Did you know that?
What?
All the men over there, they just call him Junior. His name was Junior Ukumatawa. I don't know.
He was Junior?
It might have been Junior. I'll tell you, that was his name, but the rest of him wasn't Junior.
Oh, God!
I can't...
Oh, I see. So the love of my life sickens you, is that it?
Yeah, it pretty much does. You go through a whole song and a dance about me doing a hukilau, and why aren't we doing a Christian merengue or a Christian step, and why am I being taught these animalistic tribal dances... And the last thing that James Cook saw, and who was he? Well, he discovered the Sandwich Islands. Very good, bud. And the last thing he saw was a Hawaiian crashing his tomahawk down between his eyes and breaking his skull apart. And all of this because some guy named Junior dumped you.
How dare you?
I was gonna cry.
I'm sorry, Margaret. Was this... Well, I better not ask.
Yes, it was before I married Frank. What a slob.
Sorry. And his name was Junior, huh?
I didn't know his first name. All the Hawaiians are called Junior. Is that all right with you?
Well...
Is that all right with you?
Yes, it's fine with me.
Every Hawaiian man that plays football is named Junior. Oh, I really hope you take the A train to the hot city.
Every Hawaiian that plays football is named Junior. Okay. I know Junior Seau.
Bingo!
Was he born in Hawaii? Junior, there was another Junior that played in... All right, anyway, we'll be back after this short commercial break. It is the world-famous Phil Henry Show. There's Junior there.
Phil Hendry.